It's Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Data privacy is shaping marketing strategies, and social media is key for customer service. Cloud investments triple market value, and we look at some SMB financial tool usage. And the big four accounting firms are eyeing MSPs amid declining infrastructure service opportunities. This is the Business of Tech. HubSpot put out their State of Marketing 2023 report. Found a couple of data points to cover. First, let's note an industry reaction to data privacy. 86% of marketers said data privacy changes had impacted their overall marketing strategy over the past year. 28% of respondents are collecting first-party data from their customers. That's data handed from customers directly to their company. Second, let's note a data point about customer communications. More than 1 in 5 Gen Zers and nearly 25% of millennials report directly contacting a brand on social media for customer service. Finally, since marketing is an area providers continually are re-examining, how are the data points in the space? Well, web traffic was overall down over 6% in 2022 compared to 2021. Email open rates went down across the board by over 12%. Marketing teams could still capture leads and influence closed deals. Web conversions saw a nearly 11% increase, and inbound leads increased by 6.66%. Why do we care? I had two reasons to care. First, data privacy is a technology need, so providers should be involved here. 86% impacted means essentially everyone needs this. Second, it's valuable data for companies on their marketing plans. Links in the article on businessof.tech to grab the report. And here's one for your customers. According to a Deloitte report published last week, strategic investments in cloud migration, cloud-native projects, and related cyber and machine learning services deliver outsized impact on market valuation and shareholder returns. The analysis found that cloud investments yielded roughly 3 times the market value compared to cyber assets alone. And how about this piece of guidance? S&B Group published a breakdown of which financial tools are used at what company size. There are 3 clear breaks in the data. Below 20 employees, it's a mix of nothing, spreadsheets, or accounting software like QuickBooks. Between 20 and 250, it's predominantly that accounting software, and above 250, usage tips to financial software, part of a business management suite like NetSuite. Why do we care? Cloud investments leading to increased organization value are a compelling case. Often the benefits are couched in savings or increased productivity, which is one more consideration of the cloud's inevitability. Tactically, I wanted to note the apparent growth lines of the financial back end of organizations. 10 employees and 250 employees being lines to understand for analysis. And considering how these products also intersect tech, it's an obvious data point to care about. I've been pondering this one. An article in CIO Dive considers how, quote, the big four accounting firms are buying up third-party technology services firms to fill critical skill gaps and chase high-margin consulting revenue. Market opportunities for a general-purpose down-market MSP are getting smaller. Craig Lowry, a vice president analyst at Gartner, said, an MSP that's a small company that serves other small companies definitely is in the situation of having a declining market opportunity for infrastructure managed services because the applications are coming more and more from SaaS providers. And further in the piece, quote, while big four consulting firms may have an apparent edge through business and technology expertise, one challenge they might face is how to integrate the MSP model into a consulting business, said Robin Odie, a senior analyst at Canalys. Quote, if you acquire a 10 or 15 person managed services provider, they have a very specific way of doing business incentives that will focus on different KPIs than a big four firm will usually have, said Odie. I think it's actually a big problem internally about how you set expectations, how you set compensation, how you hire new people, and how you incentivize them. Why do we care? Many listeners may be very dismissive of this story. There's a willingness to say, oh, they can never come for my customers. There are several observations to take from this analysis. First, declining market opportunity for infrastructure managed services. Just note that. Then why? Because applications are coming from SaaS. Second, note that the acquisitions considered are of smaller providers. 10 to 20 is a relatively small provider. Finally, while I agree wholeheartedly that the incentives are complicated, the big four consulting firms are whom I might pick to solve that problem. Looking for a channel-first storage provider? How about one 85% less expensive than traditional cloud providers? With rates at $3 a terabyte, with no egress fees for S3-compatible cloud storage? Want no commitments or minimums? How about extreme geo-resilience? Intrigued? Learn about Bifrost Cloud by visiting bifrostcloud.com for a radically low price. Thanks for listening. Today, National Mimosa Day. Shame it's on a weekday, don't you think? You'd think that would one or always want to be on the weekend. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.